second says, give me back my Torah. So the Shaymit says, you know what, it was my fault I got lost. So Machna like Fela. As soon as he says Pashati, that's like he's saying, I'm going to pay you. It's my fault, I have to pay you. So as soon as the Shaymit is kind enough to admit that he's going to have to pay, right away the owner means to be Machna to the Kefal. Why? To avoid Patanasha Bigneva. Because if the Shaymit wanted to, really could have said to the owner, you know what, he was stolen from me. And he could have sworn freed himself. But since the Shem is admitting that he was Pashati, it's his fault, and he's paying, he wants to pay, that alone is enough that the owner is Makatoiv, and the owner is Makatoiv in the Kefal. So this calls the Chur good luck of Chiva Rava, you don't have to pay as long as you want to pay. Fight another Chiddush is, Shem Asachar, even though you are Shem Asachar. Kivan Shem Anignibo, the same thing, as soon as Shem Asachar admits to the owner, it was stolen from me, and by saying that, you have to pay, right away, Makna like Fela, the owner on his own, right away is giving over the Kefal to the Shem Asachar. Why? What is he doing? What is he doing so nice? Because really, the boy potanavshe b'shvura ol neisa. Because the shayim asachar could have said like it died by itself, and that's like an onus. And the shayim asachar was potter an onus. But since he wanted to, he could have freed himself, and now he's admitting to have to pay for that. The owner still is maknet in the kefal. Shoyel, what about a shayim asachar? He just borrowed something.
So here, Rav Papa says that shoyel. Shoyim Ahareni Mishalim, when the Shoyel just says, I will pay the money, and he didn't pay the money yet, Le Makna Lek Fela. Here the owner does not give him the Kefal back to the Shoyimer, back to the Shoyel. Why? Because for my Hevel Elimifta Nafshei, like what's the big favor the Shoyel is doing? How could it be freed himself? Only with the time of the Mesa Machmas Melocha, if it died during the actual work, because otherwise the Shoyim is Shoyel. It's Chayiv and Olein Sin. So the only way he could have freed himself if he said it would have died during the work. So Mesa Machmas Melocha is Lashchiyat. It doesn't happen too often. So therefore it's not something the owner is afraid about. Therefore the owner is not Machna the Kvelo. Like we'll soon see, but it's only Kozman he just said, not when he actually paid up. Then the Gemara says, Ika the Ami, some said, Omer HaPapa, Sheol Nami, Sheol also, Kibun Shem Arenim, Shalom, as soon as he says he will pay up, Makna like Fela, the only one to give him the Kefal. Why? Because it's true, the boy put an Ashur in Mesa Machas Malacha. If he wanted to, he could have freed himself with the tying of Mesa Machas Malacha. That's the second Ashur, no, the Shem Shol is like all the other Shemrim, just with Rotzel, the Shalom, the only gives him the Kefal. Omer Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said back, Hokhiyam Rabbi, this is the way Abaye said that Sherlach Yishalim. No, Sherl is not enough that he says he will pay, only until he pays up the actual money, that's when he gets the Kefal. My time, what's the reason? Since everything, all the enjoyment is to the Sherl, he can do whatever he wants with it, he doesn't have to pay for it, he just borrows it. The fact that the Sherl just says he will pay up, even though he didn't pay up yet, he does not get the Kefal. So Mar says, now, Tani Kavosu Zvid, I'll bring your proof according to Rabbi Zvid. Again, that by Shemesh Shoyel is different than other Shemrim. Even though other Shemrim receive the money when they just say, they receive the Kefal, even though they just say they will pay up, and they find the Ganav before they actually pay up, but the Shoyel is different. Because it says here, HaShoyel Por Mechaberu, somebody borrows a Por from his friend, the Nignavu, and it was stolen from him, so it depends. It was stolen from the Shoyel, now the Kidem HaShoyel V'Shilim. If the Shoyel goes fast and pays up, Mashma only because he paid up the money. But then we find the Ganev. So Misham Dashkum the Kefal the Shoyel. And Echnami, then the Shoyel still receives the Kefal. So the Gemara says like this. The Lishna Kama, the Rav Papa, according to the first Lashon, the Rav Papa, that he said the Shoyel does not receive Kefal. Vadalei have a Tiyufta. It won't be a Tiyufta from over here. Because the first Lashon was just that when the Shoyel says he will pay up, he doesn't receive the Kefal. But then Echnami, when he actually pays up, then Avadi does receive the Kefal. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kasha on the first Lashon, it would be a little more proof to the first Lashon. But l'chudu lishna basra le'imetieva t'yufta. But according to the second Lashon of Rav Papa, that he said that a shoyel is like all of the shoyimrim. As soon as he just says, I'll pay you up, he gets the kefal right away. He says, so l'chudu, here it's t'yufta, here it says the opposite. Here it says, a shoyel only gets the kefal when he actually pays the money up. So Mura says, no, Omar Rav Papa, Rav Papa can answer you. Mi alima mi masnisin, is this any stronger than our Mishnah? Diktoni Shilim. Our Mishnah also said a Lashon of Shilim. For Yekimna, we said, you know what the Mishnah means? Be Omar, when the Shoyel just says he will pay up. So Achinam here also the same thing, be Omar. Even though it says Kidim, it means as soon as the Shoyel says he will pay up, he'll get the money back. He'll get Kefal back. So Mura says, no, you can't answer this. Mi dummy is the Brisa like our Mishnah. Hosam like Ketani Kidim. And the Mishnah doesn't say an extra Lashon of Kidim. But Hoch Ketani Kidim. Here it says Lashon Kidim. Mashma did something fast. Mashma that he actually paid up the money. Sumar says no. You could answer my Kidim, Kidim Viyama. What is Kidim? He did something fast. It just said fast. Sumar says no. Mi Diktani Gabi Seicher. Since it says by Seicher. Viyomar and he said. To Gabi Shoyel Kidim, and by Shoyel it says Lashon of a Kidim, the Hurish Ramina, Dafka Ketani, it means exactly what it says. So it's a kashtan. Here it's mashma. Shoyl only gets kaful when he actually pays up. But before he pays up, he does not get kaful. So Mar says, no, midigab yadodi tanya. Well, these two brises learned one next to another that you can make a diak that one only says Omar and one says Kidim. So when it says the lashon of Kidim, it really means that he paid up first. No, it was said separately. Sefer, no, you can't make this diyek. Both cases, it means just kidaim. It just means that Omar, and he said, even just by saying also, the shayel will get the kefil. The Mor says, no, Tanya, we learned that shalinu l'tanoi, yes, l'tanoim, the very Rav Chia, or the very Rav Hoshia, for Yarmah, they both said, the Gabi Adodi Tanya, that was both learned, these two prices were learned together. If so, l'chur then, and l'chlam, l'chur then, it should be a kasha on the second lashon of Rav Papa. Because again, according to the second lashon of Rav Papa, a shayla gets the kefil even when he just says that he would pay up, even before he actually paid up. That a shayma shayla is like any other shaymer. And here it's a mashma. No, here it's a mashma that the shayla only gets the kefil when he pays up. But before he pays up, he does not get the kefil, like Rav Zvid said, the svaris, that by a shayla, since called hano shaloi, he doesn't get the kefil so fast. Only when he actually pays up the money to the owner does he get is the owner makna back to him the kefil. But before he pays up the money, the owner is not makna to him the kefil.
Pay you up. There we say the owner means to give him the kefil right away. But the Gabi Shoyl, when the Sefer talks about a Shema Shoyl, here it says Kidem. Doesn't just say the word V'yomar, so Kidem is mashmis more than V'yomar. Shema Amina Davka Ketani. Is mashma the word Kidem means he did something fast, means he paid up the money. So it's not like we're proper. It's like the next man, the Yomar. That it's only when a Shoyl pays up the money does he get the kefil. But not just by saying. Tumar says, no, Midi Gabi Adodi Tanya, where these two brises learn together, they learn separately, so you can't ask the question, how come one says Omar and one says Kidim? Tumar says, no, Shalim Lulu Tanoa, yes, the Tanoim, the very Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Chiyah, or the very Rabbi Ishiyah, the Yamri, and they said, yes, that Gabi Adodi Tanyan, they will learn together. So if they will learn together, then that's a proof, Taka, that by Shem Mishoyol, he only gets the kefil if he really pays up the money. But before he pays up the money, just for Yomar, does not help by a Shem Mishoyol, like we said before, Svaro, since Kol HaNosh Eloi, all the enjoyment goes to the Shoyol, a Shoyol is a little bit different. Now the Gemara says, cheat this, for sure. Omar Eini Mishalim. First the Shem says, I'm not going to pay you up. V'chazav Yomar Eini Mishalim. And then he says, no, I will pay you up. So Pshita, we go after his last lashon that he said, and therefore it's a svara, the owner means to give him the kefil. Since he ended off saying, I will pay you the money. I'm not going to swear, I will pay you. Elo, the question is like this though. Omar Hareini Mishalim. First the Shema says, okay, you want your para back, it was stolen from me, but still I'll pay you up. The Chazav Yomar, and later he says, no, Eini Mishalim, I won't pay you up. My, what does the Shema mean to say when he says I won't pay you up? Me, Amrina, do we say Meheda Kohadabe? He's like retracting, and Taki does not mean to pay up, so therefore he does not get the kefil. By Dilma, maybe no, the Mosayu Koi. Maybe the Shema really still means what he first said, that I want to pay you up. If so, how come he changes his mind now and says, no, I won't pay you up? Or the Chuyu to come out, it just means to push him off, as if to say, I don't have the money on hand yet, so give me another day or two till I get the money. So therefore, if we found the ganav in between, we still consider as if the shema really wants to pay you up the money. He doesn't want to swear to free himself. So maybe still a svara, the owner means to give him the kefil. That's the question. That's one shayla. Another shayla is, Omar Hareini Mishalim. Let's say the shema said, yes, I'll pay you up. I'm not going to swear it was stolen from me. I'll pay you up. Umeis, and then the shema died. The Omru Bonav, and now the children of the shema say, Ein Anu Mishalim, we don't want to pay you up. My, what's the lacha? Me, I'm going to do is say, that the kids now are retracting from what the father said, and the kids, taka, do not want to pay. So then, if they find the gun of later, the kefil will not go to the kids. Or do maybe, again, no, maybe the kids still are keeping the father's words. And the kids mean to pay it up. Why are they saying we're not going to pay up now? The kids are just stalling, pushing you away. They're stalling for time. That's all. But maybe they still really mean to pay. So therefore, when we find the ganav in between, maybe the kids will still get the kefil. What's going to be Sholmu Bonimai? Again, the Shema died. And after the Shema died, now the kids on their own said, you know what, we'll pay you up the money. So my, what's the locha? Does the owner mean to give the kefil to the kids or not? Could the owner say, when did I ever mean to give away the kefil? Only to your father, to the real shamer. To him, I wanted to do him a favor, and give him over the kefil. Because he did a big favor to me. He took care of my animal. So since he took care of my animal, even before she says, that a lot of times your father did me good favors. So that's why I mean to give him the kefil. But l'didchulai, but to you, the children, know the owner never meant to give you the kefil. The kids will not receive the kefil. Even if we find the ganav later, the kefil will go to the owner. Or dilma maybe loishna. There's no difference. Once the owner wanted to give the kefil away to the father, so even when the father dies, the owner still has in mind to give the kefil to the kids. Yeah. Right, the shilaim lebonim. What's going to be if the real owner died and the kids in Yarshind? Now the shomer, when it comes to collect, so the shomer pays it back to the kids, pays it back to the Yarshind. My, what's the locha? Motzi yamer, could the Yarshim say, Motzi yamalei, ki yak locha avuna kfeilo, di yavdis le naich nashe. My father meant to give you the kefil because you did him favors. Avla nan le di dan loi, but to us you didn't do us any favors, so we don't want to give you the kefil. Is now that the owner died, the Yoshim take over. So the Yoshim say, we don't want to give you the kefil. You didn't do us any favor. No, there's no svara. The svara is no. Since the father wanted to give over the kefil to the shomer, it's a svara. When the Yoshim take over, automatically, they also have this stam das that the kefil goes to the shomer. Right? Another shaila is, sholmu bonim lebonim. Let's say both of them die. The original owner dies, and the shomer dies. So now the kids of the original owner go to the shameless kids and says, give us back the pora. And again, the kids say, okay, we'll pay you up. My, do they still receive the kefil or not? Because it's the same shalas. Do we say, you didn't do us any favors, I'm not going to give it to you? Or maybe no, there's always a light plug. I mean, Zadin, because you're saying maybe. And since the mice, you paid up the money, that alone is enough of a sword to give over the kefil. Shilei machtza mai. Let's say the shomer says, you know what, I'll pay you for half of the animal. Not for the whole animal. Half of the animal, I'll take a swear that it was stolen. But half of the animal, I'll pay you up. So do you get half of the kefil or not? Shoel shtei poros. You borrowed two poros. Vishilu machtza men. And you only paid up for one, not for the other. Mai. Does the owner still mean to give you kefil for one animal? Or maybe no. Since one animal you're not paying for, I don't give you anything. Shoel min ashutfin. Let's say you took this animal from two people from a shutfin. Vishilum liyachad men. You only paid up half to one person. My, what's the locha? Do we say he by himself means to give you his share in the kefil? Or maybe you get nothing until you pay back from both of them. Shutfim shesholu. Two people together borrowed the pora, became a shomer. Vishilum echad men. And one of them paid up his half. My, what's the locha? Again, since the owner only got back half, does he mean to give back half of the kefil? Or maybe no. Shol min isha. Let's say you borrowed the pora, you took it from the wife. Now, we know, mashkoni shekona baila, and then later, vishilum labaila. When it came back to paying, you paid back the money to the husband, not to her. My, what's the locha? Do we say, since you paid, rasha shomna isha pora shenichse melug, shakaren shalo, via peris labal. The animal that the karen belongs to the isha, but the peris belong to the husband. And you paid now the money to the husband. Shashilma pora labal, ma, rasha says, lichne sakefo, mi armina kivun, the karen lav the balu, lav tashlumi alyaninu. Since the karen, or the real pora, belongs to the isha, not to the husband. So when you paid up the husband, it's not called, you paid up the real owner. So you don't get the kefil. Or Dilma Rashi says, no, kivun da patrupasu. Since the husband is like a da patrupas over in the chosin, when you pay up to the husband, that's also considered he'll give you over the kefil. So that's the shaila. If you took the pora from the isha, she's the real owner, and you paid back the money to the husband, is that a svara you get the kefil or not? All right, turn over. Right. Isha Sheshola. Let's say the wife borrowed the pora, she became the shomer. Vishilim Baila. Then when it came to pay back the money, the husband paid up for her. Again, my, what's the locha? Since the shomer itself is not paying up, just the husband, maybe the owner doesn't mean to give over the kefil to the husband. He only meant to give the kefil to her, and since she's not paying, maybe the owner doesn't mean to give over the kefil. So in all these cases, the Gemara says, take it's like a good shayla, what we should do. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, even in the case when the shomer on his own admits that I'll pay you up, he admits the shomer that the pora was stolen from him, and instead of swearing he wants to pay up the money, still Rav Huna says we make the shomer swear that he's not holding it in his own rishus. My time, what's the reason? Chashinim were afraid shem ein of nosambo. Maybe the shomer liked this pora and he wants to keep it for himself. Now to be an outright ganav, he doesn't want to. That's why it's nicha to pay the owner the money in order that he should keep it, and you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, we make the shomer swear it's not in his rishus. Maybe they have a kash in Rav Huna if there's such a shvu like this. It says alocha amalves chaver alamashkin. If you lent your money, you lent your friend money, and he gave you back a mashkin, the yovad amashkin, and now the malva loses the mashkin, loses the pledge. V'yomaloi, so it's a machlokes now. V'yomaloi, sela hil v'sicholov. I lent you a sela, and shekel ho yeshova. This mashkin was only worth a shekel, that's half of a sela. So in other words, you loive still owe me a shekel. V'aloyoim, and the loive says, no loi, ki ela sela hil v'sicholov. True, you lent me a sela, but sela ho yeshova. This mashkin that I gave you was also worth a sela. So therefore, I'm potter. I don't have to pay you. Lachar is potter. It's called your kaifa makayol. So the loive is potter from paying up, unless the malva can bring a proof of edim. What about the opposite way? The Malva says, I lent you a seller, and the smashkin that you gave him was only worth a shekel. So therefore, even true, I lost it, but you still owe me another shekel. The Loiva says, Loi, ki ela seller v'sinolov. Yitaka lent me a seller. And shloisha dinrin ha'yeshova. This smashkin I gave you was worth three dinrin. In other words, I admit that I owe you one dinner. That's called the moed of a mixas. The Malva is asking for like two dinrin, for a seller. And you're admitting that you owe him one dinner. So Chai, you have to swear you're moed of a mixas. What about Sela Hilda Sinimolov? I lent you a seller, and days for Yeshova, and the laborer is saying, you know what, this mashkin I gave you was worth two sloyim. Sada Rabbi, you owe me money back. Faloyim, the Malva says, Loi, ki ela seller vasicholov, seller Yeshova. True, I lent you a seller, but the mashkin was also only worth a seller. Therefore, the Malva is saying, I don't owe you a penny. Potter, that's called Kaifa Bakil. The Malva is Potter. What about Sela Hilda Sinimolov? Shnayim for Yeshova. The laborer says, listen, true, you lent me a seller, but the mashkin that I gave you was worth two seloyim. So now that you lost it, you owe me back a seller. V'alo yoyim, the Malva says, Loi, ki ela seller v'sicholov, olov, I lent you a seller, and hey dinrin ha'yeshava, I admit that the mashkin was worth more, it was worth four dinrin, one dinner more than a seller. So like the Malva is moedir ha'mixas. He admits that I owe you a dinner, but not more. Chayiv, again, the Malva has to swear, because he's a moedir ha'mixas. Now, mi nishba, who has to swear? Mi shapakodin etzlei. It says the one that's holding the pekodin, the one that's holding the mashkin, he has to swear. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid. Now, the malva has to swear here. Because otherwise we're afraid. Shema yishava there, maybe the labor will swear. And then the yotia layas the pekodin. And then the malva will take out the mashkin. And like the shvua will be a false shvua. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, there's a takana that the malva always has to swear. The question is a high. On which case do we have this takana? Elaine, if you want to tell me a sefer on the sefer where the malva was really a moed of a mixas, someone says treta. For typically the shvua gabi malvahi, the sefer the malva was the moed of a mixas. That the malva admitted that I lent you a seller and the mashkin you gave me was worth five dinrin. So the malva admits that I owe you back one dinner, and the loiva says no, you owe me more, you owe me two seloyim. So if you owe me an extra seller, so therefore treta the malva has to swear. He's the moed of a mixas over here. So a kamoed of mixas ataina. So what do you have to tell me? There's a new takana here that the malva has to swear. Pshita the malva has to swear. Ela rather on my shmula reisha. Going on the reisha. That what? Am I reisha? I say for the reisha. Which case? Sela v'sicholov. That I lent you a seller. Shekel ha'yeshov. This mashkin was worth a shekel. So therefore, the malva is telling the loiva, you still owe me a shekel. V'alwa yem, the loiva says back, loi, ki ela sela v'sicholov, shloisha din ha'yeshov. That the seller, I borrowed a seller, and the mashkin was worth three dinarin. So I only owe you one dinner. Here, Chayiv, Teshua Gabi Loivahu. Really, the Loivah should have to swear. He's a Moed of a Mixas. The Loivah admits that he owes him one dinner, but he's being Kaifer, I don't owe you two dinners. So he's being a Moed of a Mixas. So in such a case, really, the Loivah should have to swear. But the Yom Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, you should know, Lishtava Malva. We're going to make the Malva swear. A Takona. Why? Because we're afraid, Shema Yishav Azeh. Maybe if the Loivah swears when he's a Moed of a Mixas, maybe the Loivah will swear false. He'll swear first how much the mashkin was really worth. He'll say, like I said, it was only worth three dinrin. And then after he swears, the yoytzi alay has the pekodin. Then the malva will take out the pekodin and says, like he says, no, it's only worth a shekel. That's what we're afraid about. Therefore, the malva has to swear. Now the question is, v'yemis the ravuna v'yol, like ravuna says, kivun the mishtab the malva shenu b'shusai, hechi motzi mapiklei. That since the malva has to swear first, ashvua shenu b'shusai, once the malva has to first swear that wasn't his b'shus, so pshita the malva can't take out the mashkin. So really what we should have done is, first let the malva swear, it's not a my reshus. And then we should let the leva swear. Amarava, she'edim shenisofa, we're talking about here, the malva doesn't have to swear that edim was burnt up. Hiyochi yisom, how would he bring it out? Elam ravyesa, she'edim shenignavo, the edim that was stolen. So yisom, how would he bring it out? The Torah ha'maisla, we're afraid he'll go and get it.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll first come out again tomorrow.
You're holding that lamed hey yamin aleph. Get on top. Okay, and the Gemara, the last Gemara we had was Rav Huna said a chiddush. That Rav Huna said that even in a case when a shoyma, let's say it's a shoyma chinam, and he tells the owner, listen, even though it was stolen from me, I'll pay you up. So the Mishnah says in such a case, the Shoymer later receives kefil. If we find the Ganif, so the Ganif has to pay the kefil to the Shoymer. Now, since the Shoymer did him a favor and didn't swear, but he paid up right away, therefore the owner gives him back the kefil. Now, Rav Huna said a chiddush before, that even so, mashbi noisei shvur shein b'shusoi. Still, we make the Shoymer swear to us that he does not have the animal in his own possession. Like, even though the Shoymer is admitting that it was stolen from him,